This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for February 10. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 23 to 24. It says there, "May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it." End of quote. We are learning about the faithfulness of God in our recent Daily Insights. In the first session, we have seen God repeatedly said in the pages of the Bible that he will be faithful to you and will not leave you alone. It is his faithfulness that prompts not to leave you no matter what happens in your life. We have also seen God is 100% faithful because he is not a man who should change his mind. If he said, he would do it. His unchanging nature backs all his promises. In the prior session, we have also seen that God is faithful to you because he calls you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. His faithfulness promised and said that he would keep you firm, strengthened to the very end. Peter explains this in 1 Peter 1:5. God protects a Christ believer by his power until he receives the fullness of this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. NIV translates, Christ believers are shielded by God's power. Not only will he keep firm until the day of his power, but also God will make you stand blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our today's insight goes along with our previous thought. Listen, it says, God of peace sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. End of quote. It says the one who calls you, referring to God who calls you to come to Jesus, his Son, he is faithful, and he will keep your spirit, soul, and body blameless at the coming of our Lord in future. Who does it again? God in his faithfulness does it. I love the way NLT translated this. It says God will make this happen, for he who calls you is faithful. End of quote. It is God and his faithfulness that accomplishes this for you. Praise the Lord. All thanks and worship belong to him. You see, through and through it all, good and bad things happened and still happens to you, the God of peace will sanctify the whole of you. You see, man consists of three parts, soul, spirit, and body. God would sanctify the whole of you through and through it all. The word meaning of sanctify is to set a thing or a person for the purpose or goal designed or intended by God. You see, through and through it all, a Christ believer is sanctified, separated, and set apart when he or she lives on this planet Earth for the ultimate purpose of God. The word sanctify also means, in its Greek original meaning, to make more holy. Human beings left in themselves are not going to get holy in any sense. The natural bent or tendencies are toward unholiness. However, the progressive making of a person by the presence of the Holy Spirit inside happens to look more like Jesus is the meaning intended here. Now, how does the final product look like? It says, your spirit, soul, and body, that means the whole of you, would be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved in Christ, may I remind you this again. It is God's faithfulness that will make this happen. It says the one who calls you God is faithful, and he will do it, or he will make this happen. Ephesians chapter 5 verses 25 to 27 says, Christ loved his church. He gave up his life for the church, that means for you, to make you holy and clean, washed by the cleansing of God's word. Why did he do this? It says there, to present the church, that means to present you, glorious, without spot or wrinkle or any other blemish. Instead, you will be holy and without fault. You see the greatness of God's commitment and faithfulness toward you. What can we do? Give thanks and worship. Joyfully and thankfully sing to the Lord for His incomparable and indescribable faithfulness. You see, it says the one who calls you is faithful. That means God still calls people to come to His Son, Jesus Christ, reminding His commitment and faithfulness toward you. It is not late as of yet. If you haven't accepted Jesus as your Savior, would you pray after me now? Father in heaven, I hear your invitation to come to Jesus and believe in Him, and to believe what He has done for me. I believe Jesus died, buried, and rose again for my sins. Please have mercy on me, Lord, and forgive my sins. Please save me and grant me all these heavenly blessings you have in store for me. In the name of Christ I pray, Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.